Hello, everyone. I'm Jensine Bard, and welcome to Testimony, where truth is told, lives are changed, and hope is given. Revelation 12:11 tells us that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, a testimony of your story for His glory.
He's been called a, quote, modern-day Renaissance man whose passion for sports as well as music has garnered him the coveted NFL Super Bowl championship ring, Indiana Colts 2006, and in music, 5 recorded albums, and tours with gospel greats, Sandy Patty, Jim Brickman, and Christian music royalty, Bill Gaither. But that's not all. This Dove Award nominee is also a sought-after speaker and author and advocate for mental health, which he chronicles in both book, video, and song dedicated to his beautiful wife, Karen, and 4 precious daughters, the ultimate passions of his life. His name is Ben, his home state, Minnesota. Next, we have what legendary hitmaker David Foster calls, quote, Canada's next rising star, who traded medicine for music to, quote, heal the body and soothe the soul. Only this time, it's through his haunting, Grammy-nominated lyrics and melodies and a voice to match that has graced studios and stages around the world with notable greats Andrea Bocelli, Olivia Newton-John, the Tenors, and this just for starters, and in 6 languages too, his greatest loves, his wife and son. His name, Mark. His home, Canada. And then last but certainly not least is the South African-born baritone, whose dreams of rugby stardom would quickly fade at the powerful sound of an operatic and classically trained voice. And the rest, as they say, is history. His true calling to the stages of the world and performances with vocal greats, Andrea Bocelli, Rod Stewart, Katherine Jenkins, and yes, even royalty too, the wedding of Prince Albert and Princess Charlene of Monaco. His name is Andre. His home, South Africa. Together, they are Ben Utek, Mark Masri, Andre Venter. 3 men, 3 nations, 3 stories, and 3 beautiful voices intent on one mission. Music ministry, or as they like to call themselves, music missionaries. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome, in a testimony exclusive, the renowned musical group called Reborn. Ben, Mark, and Andre, welcome to Testimony.
Thanks, Jensine. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Yes, thanks so much, Jensine.
Well, it's great to have you here, gentlemen. We first met at a National Religious Broadcasters Convention in Nashville after what I must say was the musical highlight of the convention, my view. Your voices, the anointing, and a time of worship unlike any other. So first question, how did 3 men from 3 nations with 3 incredible voices come together as one and call it Reborn?
Well, that's a great question, and I'll start this, and I'm Ben speaking, and we'll go in order, Jensine, of how this actually happened. But I had the privilege of following in Mark Masri's footsteps in touring with Jim Brickman, and Mark and I had become friends, and it's really an incredible story, and I had called Mark to seek his wisdom on some music, and I just felt like I heard the Holy Spirit tell me to ask Mark about starting a group. And you can imagine, I was so nervous, and I was intimidated by that. And I remember thinking, there's no way I'm asking Mark Masri if he wants to be in a group. And I felt the Holy Spirit was like, I want you to ask him. So I just interrupted the conversation, and I said, Mark, this is going to sound crazy. I just felt like I heard God tell me that I'm supposed to ask you if we should start a group. And on the other end, from Toronto, Canada, you know, comes Mark laughing as he said, Ben, if you knew how many times I've been asked in the last couple of months to start a group, and every time I just felt a check in my heart. The answer was no, no, no. But as you ask me, I just feel like I'm supposed to say yes. And he responded right away, Jensine, by saying, and I think I know who I'm supposed to call, some guy in South Africa. So I'll let Mark take it from here.
Yeah, as Ben mentioned, you know, there had been a number of attempts, if you will, from record labels and management companies to try and build a bit of a vocal group around me as sort of a new season for me creatively, and none of those opportunities felt right, Jensine. But in that moment, as Ben has, you know, beautifully articulated, in that moment when he asked, I just really felt there was a clear, you know, like a clear yes, you know, in my spirit. And so, yeah, my response was, the short answer is yes. I'm just about to go out on stage for a rehearsal, so I'll have to call you when I'm, you know, back into the regular swing of things next week. It was on a weekend we were speaking, and as Ben mentioned, I said, I think I know the guy that I should call, and Ben had no idea who Andre was, and the only way I knew Andre was because I had a song that had been, that I had written that was recorded by a hugely successful band that he was a part of in South Africa called Romance, and he'll speak to that a little bit more, but immediately, and our only relationship had really been virtual. It had been messaging each other back and forth, trying to collaborate at different times, trying to coordinate times we were going to be in Europe at the same time so perhaps we could write together in the same room. And none of those opportunities had availed anything. But in that moment, I texted him right away, and I said, you know, Andre, I don't know, maybe you've done that and got the T-shirt and you're ready to move on. Because at this point, the band had fallen apart, and he was now pursuing solo career. But I had no sooner hit send on the message and I had a response back that was favorable and very excited and enthusiastic, which is so characteristic of Andre. And Andre, you could pick up from where I've left off in the story.
Yeah, it's an amazing story, Denzin. Mark wrote a song for us back in 2012 that it went gold status in South Africa, but I always wanted to open a show for Mark Musri, and here I get a call asking me, you want to sing with me, man? And I said, man, I'm in for it. So I got promoted from opening a show to be on stage. So it was just an amazing call and a great confirmation of, you know, God's plan, a bigger plan and bigger picture, especially in my life personally. But also then, you know, which we'll speak about a bit later, realizing that, you know, I shared a similar story with Mark and Ben, and that, you know, he's planning this for a while for the three of us. And, you know, that got me really excited. And, again, right from the start. So it's just an amazing journey.
Amen and amen. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Ben Utek, Mark Musri, and Andre Venter, the group Reborn. Gentlemen, why the name Reborn? And have each of you experienced that in your own lives? Can you explain?
I'll jump in here first.
Yeah, yeah.
Ben, you can pick up. Absolutely. I mean, that was one of the, you know, the big question at the beginning, Jensine, was we know we want to create music together, but what is the messaging of our music? And knowing full well that all of us had relationships with Christ and had walked with him many years, there was always that, you know, that question of whether or not God was calling us to make music, to edify the body and to encourage people of faith already, or to go out and continue to be salt and light in a mainstream arena, which we were all quite familiar with because we'd all had sort of mainstream careers up to that point. And there was this one evening, the first weekend we got together to write and record songs for the album, we met in Nashville. And in fact, it was the first time the three of us were together physically in the same place. And I think within 16 hours, we wrote and recorded three songs, which was an amazing sign to us, indicator to us early on that there was something special here in terms of musical chemistry, because you have to have that. Mm. But you also have to have the personality chemistry as well. And that was a big part of our getting together that weekend was to see if there was a personality compatibility here, because that often is a big part of the success of groups. And once the Saturday evening, it was actually the last evening, we were going to be heading home the next day, and we felt we had made a commitment to pray together and to read scripture together throughout the course of those 4 days that we were going to be in Nashville. And something very unique happened the Saturday evening, where we ended the evening coming home from studio, pretty typical to the previous couple of days, and just a whole new depth and the level of transparency started to happen between the three of us. And we started talking to each other about deeper things of life and confessing shortcomings in our own journey and really talking openly about the stresses as husbands, as fathers, as career people, at the struggles that we face as men. And before we knew it, it was 3 o'clock in the morning, and we were just getting up off of our faces, having prayed together and wept together and read scripture together. So there was something very profound that happened that evening that we refer back to as the Saturday night. And maybe one of you guys can pick up in terms of what was sort of the inspiration for the name of the group, because I think a lot of that, all of it has to do with what happened that night.
And let me just say this, that actually, Ben, leads me into my next question. And I think you've answered that in part. What has been the biggest challenge for the three of you, making it all work musically, logistically, but most important, spiritually? So Mark or Andre, if you want to weigh in on that.
Yes, I think from my point of view, Jensen, you know, obviously the biggest challenge to make this thing work is the huge amount of hours of travel that I'm away from Mark and Ben. But at the same time, you know, it also created a place of total surrender for me, you know, and for all of us, you know. And if I look back the last couple of years since we started, you know, how God has really provided us a platform to perform, to write songs, to record songs, and to grow as a group and as men together, you know. It's really been a huge eye-opener for me. But just to go back and just to add to what Mark said about, you know, that famous Saturday night that we always refer to, it's just a moment of realizing that you, in the company of men that, you know, walk the same road as you did, a lot of turns, a lot of ups, a lot of downs, exactly the same road, and men that really understand what it's really all about. And I think about that Saturday night, for us it was a massive explosion and, you know, realization that, you know, this is a moment of rebirth for all of us in our careers, in our spiritual life, in the next phase of our careers, of, you know, serving people, depositing our music into people's lives, and you know, being true musicianaries. And I think, you know, Ben can add on that idea and how that evolved from that first evening.
Amen. Well, Ben or Mark, and by the way, I would just like to say that as a singer-songwriter herself, that was my career in the secular arena, and then segued into the Christian arena. And I can tell you that the difference is the anointing. And that's when my ears really perk up, when I hear a group. And that's what I heard with the three of you on that Nashville stage at NRB. You were not just the typical trio group of men with beautiful voices. No, there was something very special and honoring and authentic about what you were saying, what you were singing, and how it came across to the audience. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Ben, Mark, and Andre of the group Reborn. Gentlemen, please weigh in.
Yeah, so, Jensen, this is Ben, and I just have to say, well, first, thank you for the kind compliments. It you have no idea how that makes us feel, because it really has been a challenge. I mean, to try and pull this group together from three different countries has been really difficult. And that famous Saturday night when we all realized we were in somewhat of our own identity crisis, and that this was a chance to be reborn out of that. You know, the one thing Bill Gaither told us as a group is the challenge for you guys is going to be, how do you live life together, especially from three different countries? And so we're just really trusting that the Lord is going to provide the way in which Reborn is going to continue to grow as a as a music group. And but I'll tell you, I'll never forget the first time we sang together, Jensine, because we became like giddy little boys. We hit that first three-part harmony, and it was so, it sounded so pure, and our voices blended so well together that we just started laughing. We just, like, we were about two beats into the note that we were all holding, and we just lost it. We just started laughing because it was outside of our control. You know, the fact that God took three guys from three different countries and brought us all the way together. It was Andre's first time in America. And here we are in Nashville, Tennessee. We've just realized that we're not only are we three singers, but we're really three long-lost brothers from different parts of the world that Christ has brought together to do his work, and we're just along for the ride. And so it's really been an incredible experience, and we're excited to see where he takes it.
And that is just amazing. So now I want to speak to a little something here. There is no denying the giftedness of an Andre Bocelli, with whom two of you have sung and traveled, or a Celine Dion. And then there's the great Mahalia Jackson, whose every note could be felt as she moved the listener to tears or great joy. I like to call that particular gift, which we alluded to earlier, anointing, which the word tells us breaks every yoke, no matter the training, the talent, and as I said earlier, is exactly what I heard from the three of you in Nashville in worship. So question, how would each of you describe the anointing in your own lives? And as performers, how do you keep and maintain it?
Ooh, that is good. That's a great question. Mark, you want to start? And then I'll follow, and then
sure.
I'll
Sure. That's a great question, Jensine. I'd have to say, you know, in terms of how do I define the anointing? The anointing for me is the power of God to work through me in spite of me. And that is even vocally. There have been times when I've been at my weakest vocally, and I'm sure the other guys can attest to this, I'm sure you can as well, that there have been times where you didn't feel like you delivered vocally, but the Spirit of God worked with you and worked through you in such a way that lives are touched, perhaps like no other time before. And I vocal coached for many years, and I would often tell my students that it's not even so much about vocal precision that makes a performance impactful. It's about the heart. It's about the emotional connection the artist makes to their music. And anointing takes it to a whole other level. There has to be the emotional connection. What I'm talking about, it's a special gifting that the Lord decides to pour out on certain performances and certain engagements because he has a purpose that is so much bigger than you. And in fact, he could use anyone on that stage or that platform. That's the anointing for me. And how do you keep it? It's on your face before God. There's no other way. Like you've got to stay on your face before God and submit your will and your way to him so that he can use you. And that's the best way I can put it.
That's an incredible way of summarizing the anointing. What audience or demographic are you hoping to reach with your recently released Reborn CD? And secondly, how are you making your huge gifts and talents available to the church and general public?
Well, I think, Jensine, this is Ben. I think we've been a bit surprised by the audience. I think coming out of the different music genres that we have come out of, you know, the audience has been really well defined, and it's predominantly been a female demographic, and yet here we are coming into this wonderful faith music industry, and we have a chance to just, you know, really sing about the thing that is most important to us, and while we've experienced a great reaction from the female community, we've been really pleasantly surprised to see that this is something that men are really grabbing a hold of. When we've come out of our concert event at churches, it's the men that are coming up to us and wanting to learn more about our stories and hear more about our backgrounds, and so we're just really excited to see how the Lord is going to grow that community, because I think that there's a very important calling, and you know, I think that this is the appointing of the anointing. I think each of us have had that anointing experience that we've said yes to, and now we're beginning to experience his appointing, which is this tremendous calling to speak into the heart, to the hearts of men, the way that the Holy Spirit spoke into our hearts on that famous Saturday night in Nashville. And so I think that as we move forward, we're really excited to be speaking into the heart of men, and to really see kind of an awakening globally for men to be all in for Jesus. And that's been a pleasant surprise, something that we're really excited about.
Well, that is awesome, and that actually leads me to my next question, gentlemen. You have a men's conference, as I understand it, that was originally scheduled for October 2020. However, in view of the current pandemic, COVID-19, what are your hopes for that coming to fruition now?
I think we're really excited for that to still happen. We're trying to nail down the date. We know that it's going to be the end of October, early November. Obviously, COVID has changed the way that we're consuming information, and so being able to make this not only a hopefully a possible exclusive live event, we also are now looking to produce it as a virtual event as well, because we want to give as many men globally, internationally, the opportunity to experience this event. And it's alongside of a renowned men's ministry leader, a gentleman named Vince Miller of Be Resolute, and he's been doing this for 20 years, 16 books, I think 17 now. He just released his new book and curriculums, and so we are we're looking to kind of combine the power of music and storytelling and profound teaching in order to really speak into and awaken the heart of man. And so we're going to keep moving forward and be looking for that specific date towards the end of October, early November.
Fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to internationally renowned recording artists Ben Utek, Mark Masri, and Andre Venter of the fabulous award-winning group Reborn. Three men, three nations, three amazing voices, one mission. Their just released CD, simply titled Reborn. You can learn more about Reborn's work, ministry, and mission by visiting reborn music group.org and contact John at reborn music group.org for direct booking, contact, and just how to invite this amazing group of, quote, music missionaries to your church, venue, live, or streaming. God always makes a way. Isaiah 43:16. And what an anointed group to encourage, uplift, and take you there. Mark, Andre, and Ben, what an absolute joy bringing your voices to testimony for such a time as this. And while we just barely scratched the surface of your amazing individual careers, faith, family, and journey to Christ together, you are having impact far beyond the shores and nations you represent. Your soon-to-be-released Reborn and the song we are about to hear, Long Road, is proof. When the road gets long, the traveler gets weary, there is hope in knowing that road does indeed have an end, that pandemic, crisis, whatever one's situation is, and ultimately, as believers, a beautiful end at that. We thank you. God bless you. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I give you Reborn and their just released Long Road.
feels like a hurricane, like a wind that won't stop blowing. Oh, and it's pouring rain. Well, you're getting where you're going. It's hard to put one foot in front of the other. Each day feels a little tougher, but you keep on, but you keep on. It's a long road, baby, it's gonna twist and bend. When you think it's over, it turns and turns again. Keep going, keep walking, you might even have to crawl it. Can't tell you where or when, but even a long road, even a long road ends. You might not see it now, but that's a mountain there you're climbing. Someday looking down, when you see all that's behind you, I bet you'll say it was worth the trouble, the blood, the sweat, the tears, the struggle. So you keep on, yeah, you keep on. It's a long road, baby, it's gonna twist and bend. When you think it's over, it turns and turns. Keep going, keep walking. You might even have to crawl it. Can't tell you where or when. But even a long road, even a long road, yeah. Even the strongest times, even the bravest soul,
is a global broadcast made possible by the generous contributions of our valued partners at Jensine Bard Ministries and you, our listening audience. Together, we are reaching souls for Christ, one testimony at a time. If you would like information on how you can support this broadcast with your tax-deductible gift, please visit us at jensinebard.com. That's one word, JensineBard.com. And join the conversation at our Facebook page, Testimony with Jensine Bard. Thank you for listening, and please join us again for Testimony.